This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا Humble yourself to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. الله أكبر. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم اجمعنا به في جنات الخلد يا أرحم الراحمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah for the completion of the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah for the health that we had to be able to complete its fast. Alhamdulillah for the rizq that we were provided in excess that we could give from in charity and sadaqah. Alhamdulillah for families and loved ones who could be with us at our table, sharing and eating and consuming the barakah, the grace, the ni'mah provided to us by Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ مِنَّا وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. And there is no strength or ability or movement except what is provided to us by Allah. Alhamdulillah for the desire to achieve a greater purpose in life than just to wake up and work and sleep and retire. Alhamdulillah who has put in our hearts a belief in an akhirah, a desire to commit ourselves to a path of truth, a path of iman, in what is unseen and beholding that is beyond what the eyes can sense and that the hands can reach for it. Alhamdulillah that you have been blessed with a soul that is acquainted with Allah, that there are others who walk but are unalive in their true conscious understanding of life and death. Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا. Glorious to Allah who gave you the life of the soul, that you live for an akhirah, not a dunya. That even though no one is aware of what you eat and drink, you restrain yourself because you are the ummah of sami'na wa ata'na. I hear the command of Allah and I obey. Alhamdulillah that in your heart and mind is a love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an honor for his path, is a desire to follow his tradition. Alhamdulillah that the first thing you eat as you break your fast is a date. Alhamdulillah that you do this because it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah that you took a day from work or you called in late so that you can come with your family in the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah that you are a Muslim, a surrenderer, a submitter, one who sees himself as a slave to Allah, one who knows who his master is, one who knows that he's accountable and she's accountable for what they see and what they hear and what they say, and where they go and who they befriend and what they buy and what they sell and how they do it. Alhamdulillah that you have a law that is not just a law, that you have a Quran and a Sunnah. Alhamdulillah that you have a desire to please Allah when others are not there to witness it. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us of days that will come where a person may wake up as a Muslim, as a believer, but by the end of the day, the greed of their soul or the desire that they have may lead them, that they, by the time they go to bed, they have given their dunya bi'aradin, they have given their akhirah to get a small share of the dunya. Alhamdulillah that you and I, 1445 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hijrah, we still hold on to the tradition of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you are the last ummah. He was the last messenger. And you are honored, Ya Abdullah, to carry the badge of La ilaha illallah in your heart. You are honored to be named after his name and to give your children his culture and to be a person who loves their hijab and enforces it upon their family. Alhamdulillah that Allah has given you a path that is a sirat, that is mustaqim, that is one that leads you to Jannah with the least cost and least expense and least dishonor. Alhamdulillah that your heart is connected to those who you have not seen. That you feel the pain of brothers thousands and miles away. That the loss of their child in Gaza motivates you to hold your children closer. That their commitment to La ilaha illallah and Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel motivates you to hold your family closer upon that sirat al-mustaqim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned, La yazigu anha illa halik. No one steps off the path except one who wants their own destruction. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Love your husband. Love your family. Forgive each other. Help your children when they make a mistake. Don't bury them in condemnation. Motivate them to do better the next day. Fulfill your ibadah to Allah. Wake up for Fajr today and tomorrow as you woke up for Suhoor yesterday and the day before. Spend your money on that which will enrich your Akhirah, not just the dunya. Holiday for Allah. Spend your money on Umrah. Start saving for your Hajj. Send yourself and your children to Islamic camps and schools. Fulfill your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Gather in the masjid as you do every night in Ramadan. Make that same endeavor even if it's once a week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the people of the Quran, the people of our family and our home and our loved ones. May Allah make you a person who loves to be in his home with his family more than outside the home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you honoring of your father and your mother. For they are the path that you have been given by the Prophet to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know Allah's acceptance of you, Allah's pleasure with you, in how pleased your parents are with you. As your hearts find comfort with Allah, know that Allah turns hearts towards you. And there are people who you love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not because you know them intimately, but they have been given a light from Allah. And may Allah give you that light that even your enemies find love in their hearts for you. May Allah make you like Musa in front of Fir'aun, who is unable to harm him and touch him on account of Allah's love. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. May Allah send His love upon us in our homes and in our families. May Allah make our private life better than our public. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to speak truthful words that are straightforward. May Allah give us the amana of looking after each other in this dunya and akhirah. After jinsatul istiraha, I will stand up with a final dua for you and I. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله منزل الكتاب وهازم الأحزاب ومجري السحاب. الحمد لله الذي رزقنا إيمانا. الحمد لله الذي هدانا وأولادنا وأزواجنا إلى الحق. We are thankful to Allah who has led us and our families and our children, our community to the truth and the pursuit of truth. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam true to you and I. Man qala la ilaha illallah, that the one from the depth of their heart, sadiqan qalbi, the one who says from their heart, I believe that I will worship and I worship none but Allah, dakhala al-jannah. May Allah make you and I the people of Jannah. May Allah gather us on the day of judgment standing with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us from His hand a drink from His river al-Kawthar on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfort us with His shafa'a when others have a loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to earn that standing by following His tradition and sunnah in this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give which delights our eyes and our families and our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise up from our presence here young men and women who will be imams for the ummah, leaders in every industry. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah send peace and security upon the people of Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their shuhada and cure their ailing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our sadaqah to reach them, that our food and drink becomes their food and drink. That what we send to them becomes their clothing and their shelter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow those who are amongst them to remain steadfast in the world. Allahumma afir alayhim sabra. Allahumma afir alayhim sabra. Allahumma afir alayhim sabra. Wa thabbit aqdamahum. وَانْصُرْهُمْ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah, we ask you, Ya Rahman Rahim, to be gentle and merciful with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That as the month of Ramadan comes to an end, that we come together accepting the mercy of Allah, that we are from those who have been redeemed and freed from the punishment of Jahannam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in our hearts a love for pleasing Him, and that we are led to a life of barakah, that the little we have is greater than what we need. Allahumma kfina bika amman siwa. Oh Allah, make you sufficient for us that we don't turn to anyone but you, Ya Allah. Allahumma kfina bil halal amin haram, Ya Rahman Rahim. Oh Allah, make the halal that we earn even if it is little better than the haram that we seek that is great. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with love for each other and forgiveness for the believers. Allahumma la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu. We ask you, Ya Rahman Rahim, to bring peace and love between husbands and wives and sons and daughters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow forgiveness to reign amongst the silat and arham. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to show compassion and love for each other. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Wahdil a'da'aka a'da'ad-deen. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdihi, Ya Rahman Rahim. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم تقبل شهر رمضان منا. اللهم تقبل لنا فيه صيامنا وصلاتنا وزكاتنا. اللهم تقبل قيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين للصلاة ومن ذرياتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء. اللهم تقبل دعاءنا. اللهم اختم لنا على رمضان بخير وإقبال يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل رمضان منا وأعده علينا أعواما عديدة. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارزقنا البر والهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. تقبل الله منا ومنكم عيدكم مبارك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.